Supplemental reading. The death penalty in Singapore. In Singapore, the death penalty is mandatory for drug trafficking, murder, treason, and certain crimes involving guns. Executions in Singapore are carried out by hanging. According to Amnesty International, between 1991 and 2003, more than 400 people were hanged in Singapore. With a population of a little over 4 million, this gives Singapore one of the highest execution rates in the world. Human rights groups point to the fact that many of those executed in Singapore are among the most impoverished and vulnerable of the population, including a large number of foreign nationals and migrant workers. In the case of drug trafficking convictions, which carry a mandatory death sentence, it has been argued that those found guilty have in fact been drug users or small-time drug pushers. What this means is that minor players are executed while the major players, those who lead the drug trafficking operations, are able to escape punishment and continue to command their illegal operations. Furthermore, although the government of Singapore argues that the death penalty has been useful in controlling crime, human rights groups argue that despite the executions, drug abuse has not abated. Even though freedom of speech is controlled to an extent by the government in Singapore, one internet site established by a non-governmental organization operating in Singapore called Think Center polled Singaporeans on their view of the death penalty. A surprising result found that almost 70% of 1,135 respondents in Singapore opposed the death penalty.